is 93.7 WEEI, Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson right here at Fenway Park. It is a absolutely gorgeous day. Hopefully the product inside the stadium will not be as depressing as it has been lately. As
they always win game two. Game two, they're strong.
Yeah?
They can't win a rubber match, and they can't win the opener.
That's right. And Tully's on the mound tonight, right?
And we got Tully night.
Here we go. Now, that's a guy that should have been on that little all-star deal that was...
Yeah, but you can't vote for the pitchers.
I know, but still, they put Caleb Durbin on there, which is very strange.
He's your third baseman. You got to put a representative from each position. Well, who else would they put on?
You don't have to do that. You know, put Aroldis Chapman. Put Chapman on there. You know, maybe Contreras. There's other people you could have put on there. They put Story and Roman Anthony, like two people who've like been injured. They put them on there. How funny would it be?
It appeased those guys, though. I think. I think they, you know, if Crochet is on there.
Yeah. Make him feel good. It'll perk me up.
Yeah.
This might turn the corner.
This is what we think of you, man. I'm going to put you on the all-star ballot here.
Be an all-star even though you've rarely played. All right. So this is a team that obviously has been struggling. We talked to Trad Tracy. You can hear some of that stuff here in just a few. They've only won 9 games at home, which is truly absurd that it's June 3rd and they've only won 9 games, especially in a hitter's ballpark like this. It really is. The math doesn't work. It's the worst that they've played at home since 1932.
Correct.
I get that right.
Can I give you one more little stat nug
for
that?
What's that?
Since Chad Tracy took over as interim manager back on April 25th, the Red Sox have not won a single game at Fenway Park in which the opponent has scored more than one run.
Jeez. Oh, really?
That's true.
That is what I'm reading. Yep. Yikes. Yep.
Well, they have lost. Is it 12 of the last 15 at home? So that makes sense. They're 3-12 in their last 15 games. So that's amazing.
But his record is better. Like Chad Tracy's record is better than Cora's, though.
From overall,
Yes. Okay. Yep. I mean, they've been okay on the road, but nonetheless, it is. There's questions about what do you do? Like, what do you do with this team? How do you fix it? Who can you even talk to? Well, what if the owner of your own Boston Red Sox was just standing right outside the game? And how do you know it's the owner? It's because he's carrying a giant sign that says, what does that say there, Ted?
I'm John Henry. Tell me what you think of my team.
That's right. So our own Dale Ordway, a.k.a. Jackson on the show, yesterday went outside after the horrible loss right out here on the Lansdowne and held up his sign that says, I'm John Henry. Tell me what you think of my team. And if you've ever seen Jackson, dead ringer for John Henry. Looks exactly like
him. I think so.
I mean, there's not even a question. Sounds just like him, too, when he talks. And can I get a little John Henry music there, Stiz? Can I hear a little something here? Oh, I used to crank this when I would cruise for chicks back in the day. Out of the old Model T. Oh, Jeeves, please. Where is the umbrella? The sun I shall melt. Okay, so here is our own Dale Ordway out on the streets as John Henry holding up a sign that says, tell me what you think of my team. Let's see what the reaction
Wait,
is.
Can I just make a... So when I do the John Henry impression, it's really hard to do it loud because John Henry's very quiet and he whispers like this.
Sure.
So I might get a little bit loud at some points and it might not sound, you know, John Henry-ish, but I looked like him, so that was, you know...
You do. You look exactly like him. If it would be if John Henry was Yukon Cornelius. Let's take a listen.
Hello, I'm John Henry.
Exactly.
Middle fingers I got. Anybody want to say anything to John Henry?
That's John Henry.
Hey, I'm John Henry. Do you have any questions for me? You beat the f*** out of me? I didn't even do anything to you. Chill out, man. Okay. Anybody have any words for John Henry? What do you think about the team?
John Henry. John Henry.
Okay. What do you think of my team? My name's John Henry.
John Henry.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think of my team.
Hey, you guys. I'm John Henry. What do you guys think of my team?
I got. Stop. That guy just read your sign. He said, hey, man.
Hey, man.
Tell me what you think of my team.
You're getting guys coming out of the game. They had to be 4 or 5 deep, at least.
I mean, like right away, some guy threatened to kick his ass. Yeah. I mean, the guy's just holding a sign. I mean, let's just kind of step away from the absurdity of it all. I mean, Jackson's just a guy holding his sign and someone threatened to kick his ass.
Boy, yeah, that guy was kind of, he was kind of messed up. But I did see him like a half an hour later and he apologized.
Oh
so he's really? So he was one of these guys just milling around and a half hour later you ran into him again?
No, he's one of the guys that sits on the bridge and begs for money.
Oh, well, it's a homeless guy.
Okay, well, that's that puts a whole different angle on it.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't know. You know, he just.
I thought that was a fan who was coming out. Okay, well, yeah, I mean, that's not the.
He didn't like my nonsense at first, but then he goes, "No, I'm sorry, man. I was just in a bad mood." I'm like, "All right, cool."
So that's who you're asking.
Jackson gave him a cigarette, and he softened up.
Yes, I did.
Okay,
yes,
of course, yes. All right, let's get to it.
What do you think of my team? My name's John Henry.
John Henry.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think of my team.
Hey, you guys, I'm John Henry. What do you guys think of my team tomorrow morning?
Shout out WEEI, man.
All right, tomorrow afternoon, sorry.
Shout out WEED, man.
I think that John Henry needs to focus less on...
Stop. First of all, thank you for the shout out to our station, but then thank you for the shout out to WEED. WEED. Get it? Weed thanks you. Weed sends the shout out right back to you, as a matter of fact. Let's let it roll.
I think that John Henry needs to focus less on what ply his toilet paper is and more on hiring some good players.
Who's got something to say to John Henry?
This is a sign.
Yeah, that's a sign.
You're John Henry?
I'm John Henry.
Where's your sign?
John Henry.
I'm John Henry. Tell me what you think of my team. I love it.
John Henry, you are a fantastic businessman. I love what you're doing with Liverpool. Obviously, we didn't have a great season this past year in the Premier League. I would invest more money in the Red Sox, right? Lifetime Boston fan here. Let's focus on one or the other. I'm not going to hate on you like a lot of other Boston fans, but I think that you got to prioritize yourself into spending a lot of money into either team so that they can excel and not be mediocre in both. Thank you.
I think that guy's an idiot.
Okay.
I think John Henry, he fired the guy after 2018, after he won the World Series. What are we doing? He has no idea what he's doing with the team. I think Breslow is a terrible hire. He tried to recreate the nerd GM that he's trying to get with analytics. I think it's disrespectful, the Red Sox organization and the fans, which has been a historic part of Boston for 100 years.
I am John Henry, and I don't appreciate your words.
Yeah, I mean, John Henry, you're a rich guy. I mean, you could do whatever you want to me. You could probably send a hitman to come kill me, but I don't care. You're f***ing my team, and I don't really give a f***. I mean, let's go.
Wow. I like how the one guy was like kind of nice.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you did a good job with Liverpool. You know, I wish you did better with this, but you know, you're an all right guy. The guy goes, that guy's an idiot.
Just right in front of us. You know, he just fired the manager of Liverpool, right? Or the coach.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did. They just fired him after he won the whole thing last year.
All kind of changes.
Well, yeah. And then I like the girl that also was like, talking about toilet paper. Do they not have good toilet paper here?
I guess not. Apparently, she likes the two ply. That's the soft stuff. All right. Well, Dale Ordway, excellent job.
Nice job, Jack.
I think that guy's an idiot.
Yeah, that's right. Just like he steps right in front of that dude. He goes, yeah, that guy's a moron. Don't even listen to him.
I'll be on again at some point.
Well, I'm sorry you got sworn at so much.
That's all right.
Didn't know people were so angry.
Well, people don't like John Henry, except for the people that didn't know him. People in Red Sox jerseys were like, who's that?
that's not good.
That's pretty funny. I mean, it is a testament to how little he is now out in front of the press. I mean, what is it? When was the last time? Was it
6 years, I think.
Well, as you pointed out, winter weekend at Fenway Fest in Springfield, he was out on the dais. But in terms of like him speaking directly to reporters, it's been a long time.
Well, the winter weekend one was I still think that was the most hysterical because there were all of these clips that were coming out from people with phones who, whenever John Henry would speak, there would be these merciless boos. And like it went viral. 2 days later, Nesson aired it, like their version of what happened, and they edited out all the boos for John Henry, but kept in the boos for Chaim Bloom.
Well,
like that's it. Like,
I didn't know they kept the boos in for him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like, if they would have cut out all the boos for everyone, I'd have been like, okay, well, that's state TV. But then that was just like, it's not my fault. Blame this moron.
Maybe they were saying Bloom.
Yes, that's right. They were all in on Chaim.
To advance my idea from yesterday that David Ortiz should speak for the team, why doesn't John Henry speak with David Ortiz beside him? Like, take David around and Pedro, maybe. And talk to the media, but just have, if you run into any trouble, they'll just step in for you.
Pedro, what John's trying to say
exactly.
Here.
Exactly. Nobody would have a problem with that. You can't that call awesome. Out Big Poppy.
Yeah.
Henry should interview John Henry.
I just remember back in the day when Larry Lucchino used to cut off Tom Werner and John Henry when they would start saying something stupid.
Yeah.
Like, Lucchino was just like, I got it. He would just cut him right off.
Pitbull.
Yeah. It was like, you know, John Henry would be like, you know, our fans don't understand life and what it's like to struggle. And hey, you know, listen, these Red Sox, and he would jump in. And then Tom Werner would be like, I like hot dogs. And he'd go, all right, I got this. And he would jump on in. He was like Harpo over there. God, I miss those days. I do miss those days. Rest in peace there, Larry Lucchino. All right, 617-779-7937. Let's get to some of this A.J. Brown stuff. Once again.
By the way, do we have Ted's adjusted record for this year, or do you need one more day on that?
Just give me one more day on
okay,
that.
Okay, one more day.
Okay, adjusted record, and also we have a little bit of controversy as to whether or not this Patriots team is going to go all in and set the market with Christian Gonzalez. Does that mean that he might not be long for this team? I tell you what, I'm starting to come around on what Ted thinks on this. I thought it was going to be a definite. I thought they absolutely were going to sign this guy. But Ted brings up some good points. I'm starting to see his side. 617-779-7937. We'll be right back.